Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Lance Zierlein. And live from Astros Spring Training in West Palm Beach in Florida. Presented by Texas Citizens Bank. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome
what
back.
What the hell just happened between you and John Clay Wolf? Was there a falling out in the middle of the commercial?
I he pissed me off, that's all.
Okay.
And if you piss me off, guess what? You're out.
I can't hear, guys. Let's do it again later. No, John Clay, you're good. Tell
just
people what
going.
You have to say. Just keep going. We already combined just, breaks. You're fine, John Clay.
John Clay Wolf, you've done 1,001 shows. So
so we're good now, Dell. We're
you
caught
can do
up.
Another
and
one.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. My internet went out. I just got word that Jeff Luneau is going to join us at 10:45.
That's Jeff. No good.
10:45 Eastern or Central?
10:45 Eastern, which is 9:40.
Oh, you'll be gone, Lance.
I know. I could just stay in here, I guess. Do we have John still?
No.
Okay.
Astro's internet, not the best. There he is. He's back.
Maybe get some a few candles in here. Me and Jeff Luneau by ourselves. And not you.
You and Jeff. And yeah, I can maybe play Fergie's rendition because it was kind of sexy.
Okay, well, I want to hear the end of it. Del, do you have the end of it?
Yeah.
Because right. that's where it got bad, Lance. Your ADD kicked in, apparently. That's what Childish Altuve said.
No, it wasn't my ADD. It was Derek Fisher came.
No. Derek Fisher came about an hour after that.
Yeah, you had decided it was bad at that point, and you had had enough.
Oh, yeah. And then Derek Fisher came shortly after that.
No, not
didn't he,
not
Dell?
Really.
No, we
cut that off because you had had enough because you considered it awful, and myself and John were like, it's not so bad so far.
It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't great, but you know how the internet will make things worse.
Well,
I didn't think it was a good version. And if you saw, I think you kind of had to see it, too, see the whole performance.
Well, I want to hear the screeching part. Because as I understand it, she started to screech
as
at the
it
end.
Got higher, it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Del. So, that's what you like, Del? For the land of the free. And the home.
Wasn't that horrible?
Wasn't great.
No, but
it was Marilyn
Monroe-ish.
Yeah, that's what it is. People might take issue with that. It's got a very happy birthday, Mr. President vibe to it.
Yes,
that's all.
Very much. That's what she was going for. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, now, hold on. Now, okay, that's one version. A lot of people don't like when you get too fancy with the national anthem. Some people like it right down the middle, like sing the anthem and go. It's usually a more straight down the middle crew, Dell. What? I don't mind. I just like good versions. Sometimes people will try too hard. Sometimes they do some different stuff with it and it really works. You never know what you're going to get. But sometimes it just needs to be you get in and you sing it and you kill it and you walk off, you drop the mic and it's over. Here's a version, John, one of the great versions of all time, I think.
I know.
That I think does that.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
knee, John. Dell's taking the knee. His fist is in the air.
No one.
Okay, two things.
No one took a knee.
Three things stood out there. Number one, it went under the total.
Oh, it went under a minute.
It went under the total. Number two, not sexy. There was not a sexy. You didn't do a sexy version at all.
Nope.
And not sexy. Number three, I was standing with my hand on my heart in the middle of your song. Dell dropped to a knee and then raised his fist. He did all of the. He was, and it was just really not the flag. It was not the military. It was not even the country. He was just protesting you. What just happened.
I don't have any issues with the flag, the national anthem, or the military. That's all in process of the actual singer involved.
He just protested you.
I stood up straight when Fergie sang it.
Yeah.
When you did it, I had a problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If Mr. McNair is the warden, what is Mr. Gow? He might be the commandant. He's going to have to come in.
The commandant?
Well, I don't know what. I'm not sure. He's going to have to come in and take care of this business for me. Because you're kneeling, you're disrespecting, and now we've got issues. Okay? Now we've got issues at the state.
So that's another version of the national anthem, right?
That's a different one.
Quick, to the point,
right?
In and out, and boom, let's get this baseball game going. That was at a Rice baseball game.
Rice baseball game.
Yeah.
Right.
You just knocked
right it was.
So, like I said, there's different versions for different people. The internet is killing Fergie. I didn't love Kevin Hart either doing introductions. It was really self-indulgent. It was the Kevin Hart show, and I didn't think it landed very well. And then you backed it up with Fergie, and it was like, oh. And you could see other people on Twitter are like, because I wondered, am I the only one that's thinking this is brutal?
And Jamie Foxx and the smoke and the – they're just trying too hard. Let's play the game.
Well, now, the game was really good.
Yeah.
The game was actually very entertaining.
When did it become all this stuff? Why can't we just –
it's been a while.
No, I know, but let's just play the game. They all try to outdo – well, we got to outdo the – no, you don't.
Now you're going to – are you mad that the kids are on your yard, yes or no?
No, I don't care, but is it not too – okay, Fergie Trump and Kevin Hart and Jamie, is it not too much? Can we just – I don't know. What the hell happened to just, hey, we enjoy the game and we want to see all these stars?
They're not marketing to you.
No, well, guess what? It was a marketing fail.
They're marketing to my kids.
It was a marketing fail.
They're marketing
Kevin Hart sucked.
Oh,
Fergie
sucked.
Yeah. Yeah,
Raheel just wore his Brian Cushing jersey in.
Oh, Brian Cushing.
Are you familiar with Brian Cushing?
Yeah, he was told he's not coming back.
He was told he is not wanted here, and he was paroled.
He might be transferred to another prison, but he was told that he's not.
He can get on with his life of being a personal trainer now. Because don't you think that's what he's going to do? He's going to become a personal trainer or start doing speaking engagements for Metrex or whoever. No, you don't think that's what his next move is going on speaking circuits to talk about the amazing, Nutrigenics or something?
Overtrained athlete syndrome.
No, somebody's going to give him a big, and he's going to work out and do all their workouts. There's no testing when you're on the workout circuit, right?
Right. No, I don't know if you've seen bodybuilders, but no.
There's no testing. So Brian Cushing is cut. They save $7.64 million, John. He's the all-time leading tackler for the Houston Texans. 664. That doesn't seem like a ton.
No.
That doesn't seem like a ton.
When you have 100 tackle seasons, no. Like Ray Lewis, how many tackles did Ray Lewis have in his career?
I think 7,000.
No.
Oh.
He didn't have 7,000.
Close. I can tell you this much, though. Ray Lewis, one of the things that I thought was strange is that Randy Moss and Terrell Owens were the headliners. And maybe it's because there was a doubt about Terrell Owens getting into the Hall of Fame. You notice how Ray Lewis was almost an afterthought? Ray Lewis will go down as one – you could argue the greatest inside linebacker in the history of pro football. And I think – I don't know if it was because – he got heat for his take on the national anthem protests, or maybe it was because Moss and Terrell Owens were these all-time great receivers who had – they were considered locker room problems or whatever, but those were the two big names. And Ray Lewis is almost an afterthought for some reason.
Was there any doubt Ray Lewis was going to get in, no matter how many people that died that night?
No, Ray Lewis got in. I just surprised he didn't get celebrated more. By the way, I went through this. So Brian Cushing had over 100 tackles three times in his career. All three times were when he played 16 games.
Okay, under over, how many tackles did Ray Lewis have?
Well, if Brian Cushing had 664, you can definitely double that. I'm going to say 1,500.
Okay, higher.
1,900?
Higher.
Oh, my God.
2,061 tackles.
2,061, and Cushing has 664.
How about we go
and
with
he
the
leads
guy,
the all-time he's the all-time Texas
someone
leader.
Comparable, I guess, to Cushing. Somebody he even played with, D'Amico Ryans.
Former Houston Texan.
Former Houston Texan. And you said
and he was drafted in 2006.
Six and
Cushing
played,
was drafted 9.
And D'Amico ended his career in 2015 at 31 years old.
I'm going to say 1,300 for D'Amico.
Now, he missed time with
oh, yeah, 1,100.
Injuries. Lower.
Lower. Did he get to 1,000?
900.
No. He finished at 970.
What's considered, is there a mark? Like I feel like 1,000 tackles is a good mark. Is that a
and
good
Ray
mark?
Ray doubled that.
Oh, Ray was an animal.
Yeah.
Ray was literally, and you know, Ray had the old, people speculated on Ray in steroids too. You know that? Because Ray came out of Miami, he was a lot smaller. Ray was, he was a speed guy.
Yeah, he was 215 maybe.
He was
in his Miami career.
Was he really?
You look at him, obviously they had those giant pads back in the day, but he was like a small, he looked like a safety.
When he played at Miami.
Yeah.
But when he got to, when he made it in the league, Ray became a very physical, big, like 250-pound thumper type. But what Ray Lewis, I don't know why we're turning to a Ray Lewis segment, but Ray Lewis was special because his tape work and his work in terms of preparation, he and Ed Reed were legendary together. Absolutely legendary, which is why they played at such a high level for so long. Brian Cushing had 3 years where he played 16 full seasons. He had 3 years where he failed to get to 8 games. So he had 3 seasons where he went over 100 tackles. We've got 1 season so far for Bernardrick McKinney. But to me, John, Bernardrick McKinney is going to – he'll definitely become the all-time leading tackler in Texans history. Do you doubt that?
No, I don't doubt that.
I think he'll do it maybe within – I think he'll do it in 4 years probably.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. The problem with Bernardrick McKinney, though, is the same thing Brian Cushing is covering people.
Yeah.
And one of the questions is, as he gets older, is how much can you have him on the field?
Well, and that's the problem is the NFL. You know, it's funny. When I look at these draft guys now, it's amazing how you look at players now. Like there's this kid from Vanderbilt named Oren Burks, right? And he played with Zach Cunningham. And I'm looking at him, and he's a former safety turned star, which is their hybrid linebacker and safety, and then this year he was an inside linebacker, and he's 227 pounds or 225 pounds, and I'm watching him, and I'm like, I don't like he's okay, but then you start thinking, but he can cover, like he's a former safety, and those guys have value on sub packages, so I can't dismiss these guys with cover skills because guess what, you're in sub packages and you're nickel packages. More than you're in your base packages now.
Yeah.
But Bernardrick is good enough to where he's going to stay on the field. And unless it's definitely 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 type stuff, then he's going to come off the field, I think. But they also rush with him. They let him rush the quarterback, too. Off the edge.
Yeah, that position is going to be changing. If you can go 220, 225 and hold up inside and cover and run with people.
Absolutely.
You're going to have a long career. All right, let's take a break. We got Jeff Luno is going to join us in about an hour right here on ESPN 97.5 live from the ballparks at West Palm Beaches. It's brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank right here on ESPN 97.5. Going to be here for 3 days, so we'll have a bunch of guys coming up and talking Astros baseball for you. And I'm going to go afterwards and get a bunch of interviews, so we'll have all that coming your way all week long right here. I want to talk right now about being a champion. Well, where am I? I'm in the home of champions right now. And if you want to be a champion as well, then you just go with the company that is going to bring you the best electricity at the best price with the best service. You combine all the three of those things. Combine weekends as well that you can do absolutely free. There's all kinds of plans. But the thing about it is that you're paying less money. It's electricity. You can't tell if one is any better than – no one's ever seen – no one knows what electricity looks. It's electricity. You turn on your lights and, oh, look, my lights are on. That's what you want. That's all you care about. You don't care about the electricity. What you care about is paying less for it. That's what we cared about as a business and in our homes. And you, my friends, are going to benefit from this. All you have to do is take 5 minutes to go to 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. Do it today. Just outside of
Moss's West 50. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Go ahead, Mark. John Clay.
John, we can hear you. It's just that John's out in Florida and he can't hear you. So that's all.
You tell everyone what you need to say, sir.
Okay. Market's high. Tax money's rolling out, so the used car prices are going to go up, so we're paying more. And give me the VIN.com. Then there's about a three-week window here where we can really pay more than what they're worth. It's just the flat-out truth. So give me the VIN.com if you want to sell your car. Corvettes, sports cars, expensive cars. As cliche as it sounds, and I know everybody doesn't drive, but Lamborghinis, Ferraris, all the exotics, the more expensive, the better. Yes, we buy junk, and yes, we buy normal cars, but we love the heavy, what we call heavy cars, 50 grand and up as well. Give me the VIN.com, have you an answer instantaneously, and if we don't beat your CarMax offer, we'll pay you $100. Thanks, guys.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Lance Zierlein. And live from Astros Spring Training in West Palm Beach in Florida, presented by Texas Citizens Bank, here's John Granato.
8:33 here on The Bench. And when we get to the phone lines, John made a comment about the All-Star. And truth be told, I didn't get to see all the All-Star pregame because we had paused it. We had started recording it and paused it for dinner. And we only got we had also had an Xbox game going of NBA 2K, but me versus Mason. But I didn't get to see all the pregame. I got to see all the introductions, but I didn't get to see all the pregame stuff. Biscuit's joining us right now. And Biscuit loved the pregame show stuff, didn't you, Biscuit?
Man, hey, man, look here, man. The NBA gets it, man. This is it's not a real game. It's an exhibition. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they did some things. They tried some things. The skit wasn't so great with Kevin Hart, but his introduction to the players and cracking jokes on them and, you know, saying the unibrow dedicated to his eyebrow. And I love that stuff, man. I love that, man. And Fergie, now on the Fergie part, I did step out of the room. I could hear it. It's definitely a visual thing because if you just hear it, it didn't sound as well. But if you got the visual with the sound, it was a whole lot different, you know. So, and the thing I was telling the guy about was, did you guys see the practice, though, with the kid, the Crusader kids and the two charities or whatever? They announced them coming in with the players in practice. Now, that was priceless, man.
No.
The little kids dance and stuff.
So I didn't get to see that, but I heard that, you know, each team played for the charity, which was a great touch. I didn't get to see – man, that sucks. I didn't get to see that stuff.
Well, at the practice, they announced the players, and each player had a kid with him, and they was coming down the line. They was doing different dances. Harden, even with his kid, they had a shake together, and they had a couple of dance steps that looked like they even practiced on. So it was really, you know, entertaining, man. And my last question to John is, though, man, did somebody get sick or somebody was in a car accident? Why in the world were you doing a national anthem at a game?
Because they wanted a great rendition for their for their history books. That's why.
Are you sure someone wasn't ill and they found a
guy? No one got in a wreck.
In a car accident. No.
No one was in a car accident. You know,
the backstory is it was a promotion because John was running for president.
Yeah.
And all presidents go sing the national anthem at the local university when they're trying to votes. Yeah, I guess so. That's what John was doing. Singing at Rice. Trying to get votes.
I was out there campaigning.
Rice votes, huh?
Yeah. I was getting the Rice vote.
College right. baseball votes.
Well, but it was immortalized on YouTube, so you know how much play I got out of it? You know how many votes I got out of that?
1,364.
And it's on multiple channels, too. There's it was on the original, then there's a second channel associated with the station that has it as well. So right. you might need to add those up.
More aggregated. Yeah. It got more aggregated votes. Now, if every viewer was a voter.
John would have about 2,000
votes. You don't think they're going to vote for me after that? After that rendition, of course they know that I'm a great American. I'm not going to chop up the song. And somebody said here, and I kind of agree, this is not a performance piece. It should not be enhanced or covered with an individual's own I mean, you're going to do a bit of your own style. You can't just do it plain, but a lot of people have taken it way, way too. And Roseanne is coming back. I saw last week they had a piece on, I don't know, one of those new magazine shows on ABC, and you know they were talking about Roseanne coming back and her rendition, how negative and how pissed off America was.
Well, but she didn't do a rendition. She realized she was bad in the first 7 seconds and turned it into a joke.
Yeah,
like she intentionally. Right. Can you imagine now with people kneeling and that? Do you remember? It was a big deal when Roseanne did that, but that was. That was considered the most disrespectful thing you can do. Remember, didn't she grab her crotch afterwards and spit? It was it was way over the top.
Right.
She grabbed her crotch after she went full Baker Mayfield.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, did you catch Baker's act over the weekend?
What did he do?
He was being honored with the Heisman Trophy at the OU Texas game. By the way, nice win by Texas. OU's not playing well. They've been bad. Baker, during the middle of a huddle, he's running up and down the court doing the horns down signs. Come on, Baker. Come on now.
He's still a kid.
It's embarrassing.
He's a kid.
He's 20-plus years old. He's been in college for 8 years. He's not a kid anymore.
He might be 23 now.
Baker's been around a long time in college. He's not a kid.
He's 23 years old.
Stop it.
He's having fun.
Stop it. It's embarrassing.
I remember when Johnny was a kid.
Me?
I remember when – no. Manziel. There's only one Johnny, and it's not you.
It's Manziel.
I used to be Johnny boy because my dad was John too. Okay,
so, I heard Manziel in the middle of his comeback season was partying at all star games at the all star parties. Nothing quite says comeback season and being serious and bipolar medicine like hanging out and partying at all star games. I had two NBA people tell me, "Yeah, this is why he'll never ever ever get another shot." He's out and partying in L.A. There must have been some story about it, I guess. I don't know why those were random comments to me on Sunday. So I don't know what came out necessarily. But Johnny will – there's actually a bet online from Bovada, I think. Will Johnny be on an NFL roster? It's no is minus 240. Yes is plus 170. That's the easiest money that's ever existed in the history of mankind. Yes. Will he be there to start a season next year? That should be minus 2,000.
No.
Yeah, he's not going to.
No, and you know what? Johnny's in his 20s. He's going to party. Stop, everybody. So he goes.
He's going to party, remember, it's a medical thing.
Yeah, he was bipolar.
That's partying.
Well, no, that's not it. He's not doing that anymore. It's not because of bipolar. He just wants to have, he wants to roll up dollar bills in the bathroom.
His act was because he was depressed and he had to fill that depression with partying and all that
and
other
now,
stuff.
And they say,
bipolar.
And that's over now.
Yeah.
Now that he's got everything taken
care
of,
You don't stop being bipolar. Johnny's going to be bipolar for the rest of his life.
He's taking the medication so he doesn't have these type of outbursts, right?
Right, the medication is weed and alcohol.
No, that's not what he said in that interview.
No, that's not what he said in the interview at all.
He said
it's comeback season.
That was
here's
that
where
was,
you can get the hoodies and the shirt. Here's the website.
Well, that was how I took care of my bipolarism.
So how are you responding now since you can't drink?
It's my bipolar is horrible. It's horrible, Dell.
You didn't fool us, John.
Yeah, you
did. Let's get Will in here. Will wants to talk about the Texans. What's up, Will? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, Will.
I guess, you know, a couple tidbits regarding the Brian Cushing, cut. So I've been a season ticket holder. I think this is going on my sixth year now. So, I mean, I've got to see the back end of his career. I mean, this was a cut that was coming 2-3 years in the making. I mean, I think the 10-game suspension was pretty much the last straw, but also just considering where the Texans are, we will be having, I guess, an excess of some free agent money to spend once free agency opens up in a couple of weeks. But, you know, in my eyes, I see this as a 2-year rebuild. I just don't believe that there are enough offensive linemen and quality defensive backs available in free agency for the Texans to go out, you know, on a spending binge and really just revamp, both ends of the football. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. I do believe we need to sign, a high-end tackle, whether it's a right tackle or a left tackle, and definitely bring in at least, you know, one, above-average cornerback, whether that be like a Malcolm Butler or someone, within that tier. But, it does help that the Texans have the easiest strength of schedule on paper heading into next year. But I just want to get your guys' thoughts on that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
So, good call, because John, there's different ways the Texans can approach this. Here's my belief is that the answer at left tackle is not a free agent or in this draft. You're not going to be able to access it. I would not try to get an answer this year. I think what you've mentioned before, John, the Band-Aid might be what you want to do. Do not lock in. It's not Brian O'Neill, Colton Miller. None of those guys are going to be the answer in the draft. It's just not a good draft class. I like Jamarco Jones from Ohio State. I think he could potentially be. But I also think when it's all said and done, he'll end up going in the second round. You can go get free agent help at cornerback, and they have to. They have to go address that with somebody who's ready to play now. They can't just go. They need to draft one, and then they need to sign one, John. They have to do that. As far as offensive line is concerned, you may have to sign, like, you can draft guard, but you may have to sign tackle. Because once you get outside of the first two rounds, tackle gets really hard to find a good left tackle.
Yeah. I would worry more about defense, because I saw Deshaun Watson with Kendall Lamb on the line last year, and they scored 33 points a game.
I just blew it up a little bit.
Well, they scored 33 points a game. Okay, so
he played 6 games. We don't want him killed.
No, I don't want him killed either. And I want if he had a good. Can you imagine if he had a good offensive line? What's going to happen here? How awesome would the awesomeness that would be? I mean, listen, I am all. You got to bolster that line and all of these things. But I'm not going to say that next year is not the year just because they don't have a premier left tackle. I saw Deshaun Watson already. Without a premier left tackle, guess what? I'm not saying they can't win next year.
What do you mean?
I saw him going to New England. I saw him going to Seattle, and I saw him kick ass.
What do you mean the year? What does that mean? Expectation?
I have no idea how. I'm not putting any limit on this team. I'm not. I saw some unbelievable. With my human eyes last year, I saw some unbelievable things out of a rookie. So he's going to be better this year.
How much did that defense give up in those games, though?
That's why Lance just was right. Go get cornerback help. You're going to have JJ and Merciless back. You're going to be a better football team next year. You guys can poo-poo all of you want.
JJ,
I'm Johnny Optimism. Okay, I get that.
Well, you always say 15-1, and that's never worked out so far. So
says you.
Says math.
Says, yeah. Actually, not just says me. Says the record
math
books, actually.
Math actually says
it
that.
It says you are never right on that prediction.
Well, says you.
Says everyone, because there's actual footage.
It's not subjective, John.
No.
They don't go to the judges like, who do you have as the winner?
This isn't
like,
figure skating.
I have Texans. They flip a card that says Texans. I'm sorry. I have Patriots. They all have Patriots because of what happened. How many games do you think Brian Cushing... how many games was he eligible to play?
Brian Cushing this year?
No, no, no. Over his career, how many total regular season games were there in his regular season game? In his regular season.
How many games? I mean, how many years did he have? Six, seven?
Nine.
He had 9 years? Well, then he was only eligible for seven of them.
So it's, no, no, no. It was 144 games.
Okay.
144 games total. Brian Cushing, his team, the Houston Texans, played. How many did Brian play of those?
Oh, of those 144?
Mm-hmm.
He played 99.
Higher.
Really? 112.
104. He missed 40.
Okay, so I was off by five.
Brandon says this on Twitter, and then we'll break it. Brandon and Brian Cushing, this is Brandon says this. These are not Lance's words or John Granato's words. Brandon says, these numbers for Cush, and he spelled Cush with a K, sound like Texans' Ring of Honor numbers. He checks all the boxes. White, slightly below average player, trusty, huge teeth.
Teeth.
I don't know what any of this is.
I am a fan of that. My trustee thing is gaining some ground.
Yeah. And then once again, Brian, this is Brandon says this fake tough guy and only played 50% of his games. So, A, I don't think he was fake tough guy. B, he played more than 50% of his games. And then the rest of the stuff he said, which, you know, he does check some boxes.
Look, 5 years from now, there's going to be a ceremony.
Brian Cushing
was not going to be a Brian Cushing ceremony.
Here's the truth. Brian Cushing will go down, should go down behind Dwayne Brown as best Texan in that order. Obviously, Andre's up the top and JJ's going to be right there. But Brian Cushing, to me, there's no ring of honor for Brian Cushing. The guy who played 104 games. Why are you raising your eyebrows, Cushing jersey guy?
Led the team
that's
in
a
tackles.
Real jersey, too. That's not DH gate. That's a real jersey. That's DH gate? That looks like it's a for real jersey.
You don't think that he would buy a real jersey?
I thought he might have. It's got the NFL jersey. Patch and everything. I'm
going
to tell Roger.
DH gate makes it work.
I'm going to tell Roger when I see him that, hey, there's a new website that people are going and getting their unofficially non-licensed NFL stuff from. And we'll get that shut down for you. Me and Roger.
Damn, you a snitch.
I know.
I would never put you on snitch, but you a snitch.
How about what happened when people tried to snitch on J.J. Redick? When we come back, we'll bring up.
Can we play that one?
Yeah.
Can we play the... Because he actually says the word.
Yes, we can play it.
I don't think so.
I know. Could we...
We can't even play the game that we used to play. You think we can play that?
All right. 8:48. I don't know if John knows what we're talking about. We'll get to it here in just a second. I'll tell you about a little game I like to play called Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, where you go down there and you write a number on a piece of paper, and it can be four digits. And you say, this is how much I think they'll save me. And you write it down. You write 1637, $1,637. And then you drive down to Angleton, and you say, ooh, this is about a 40-minute drive. And then you get there, and you go, ooh, they saved me well beyond $1,600. They saved me $3,300. That's a typical savings over at my friends Craig DeSurf and his crew at Gulf Coast. It's the Killer D's, Rick Drenner, the DeLuna brothers, and Craig DeSurf. They're saving you big, and that savings reaches all the way to the crossovers, which GMC Acadia, $9,000 off of that. You've got almost $10,000 off the Buick Encore. You've got 0% financing for 72 months on the Texas Crew Cab pickup trucks, whether it's a GMC or Chevy pickup truck, whether it's the Suburban or the Yukon, maybe it's what I'm driving, which is a Traverse, the crossover vehicle, or the Buick Enclave, or the GMC Acadia. There is going to be a vehicle to try for you. Chevy Corvettes and Camaros and the Chevy Cruze, which is smaller, cars, crossovers, pickup trucks and SUVs, and yes, they have amazing finance opportunities. They have at lease, purchase, whatever you're looking for. Their trading value is the most aggressive in the business, and they've got all the colors and amenities that you're looking for any of your vehicles. Head to the website Lance Z Cars, make it easy for you so you can check out the vehicles they have in stock, or drive right down Angleton and go see my friends and take advantage of great cars at great prices.
ESPN
97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Lance Zierlein. And live from Astros Spring Training in West Palm Beach in Florida, presented by Texas Citizens Bank, here's John Granato.
You see, I think he does sound more excited about me than you, Lance.
I told you.
Because the Texas Citizens Bank, that's why. Of course, we got the Renters Warehouse Studio with the HRMP listener line. We got all that. All that going on.
Who's I'm the live. Switch that took a, by the way. Oh, go ahead.
I'm live at the ballpark at West Palm Beaches, and Jeff Luna is going to join us in about 50 minutes. 50 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. So keep on listening, and you'll hear the executive of the year, not of the month. Executive of the year. I don't think they have executive of the month. They should, though.
They don't. Well, they do NBA player and baseball players of the month, but well, not executives.
No, Luna would have probably, he would not have won it right after the All-Star break, but he would have won it as soon as he signed Verlander.
Traded for him?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
As soon as he got Verlander over here, he would have won executive of the year. That executive of the month.
So they played it on. My kids got all excited about Astro season started. Hurry, turn it on. I'm like, what? What are y'all talking about? They're like, spring training's already on. I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was they were replaying Justin Verlander's first start with the Astros on Root Sports. They were playing his first start in Seattle. That was the first start, right? Because it said I think September 3rd.
Yeah,
it was
been,
his
yeah.
first start.
Yeah.
It had to be his yeah. first start because the hurricane hit the 26th, and it was. Shortly after, thereafter, we had that. You know what sucks is I was talking to Jerry from here at the station. You remember I – so my friends from – well, they're friends now because they're the ones who donated a good chunk of money when I was making supply runs after the hurricane. And then they also donated their Texans season tickets. Each game they would give them – you know, we got them to first responders for game one. You had Al Rosen help me set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Game two went to Jerry, and who works here at the station, who lost everything in the flood and did not have homeowners insurance. And Jerry also, McCool and Kelly, his wife, they own the Phoenix, which is a resort in Belize and then also a couple of restaurants there. And we all went out to dinner. Bun went with me and Bun and Kelly and McCool. We went to Aki, which is Paul Key's restaurant. It was incredible on Saturday. But I knew I was going to go have dinner with them, and I saw Jerry up here on Saturday when I was working. And I asked him how things are going. You know, no furniture. He's still, we're what, 6 months past the hurricane? And he still is in, like, he got his walls taken care of. But it just reminded me how many people out there are still way, way, way far behind what we're even thinking of. Like, from a recovery standpoint, there's a ton of people who haven't even come close to recovering.
Well, because FEMA's unbelievable. It's so slow, and so many people. And, like Channel 13 did a story. I was amazed. Like, 80% of the people 4 months later still didn't get any money. It was just stupid. And so, yeah, it's so, so hard. So hard. I feel for all those people. My buddy Elmer is still putting his house, and he got his FEMA money pretty quickly, and it's just been a nightmare though with how many people, the builders, they're just like, well, whatever. I'm not coming. I've got plenty of work. I don't need. It's just so painters and drywall. It's just terrible. Just terrible what people are going through. And still, you're right. No, there are plenty of people that are still going through all of that. You teased J.J. Redick, and I watched this thing, and watching the reaction of the guy, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. J.J. Redick.
Which guy?
The guy, there's a video of a guy sitting there watching all of these NBA players wish happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, so I haven't told the story yet. We talked about it off the air. J.J. Redick has a video where it's happy Chinese New Year. We'll break it now. I'll tease you. J.J. Redick uses an actual, it sounds like a racial slur in a video for Chinese New Year. We'll break it here. We'll bring Sports Map on board as well. We'll give you the rest of the story, and we'll give you what J.J. Redick said actually happened and see if you buy it. It's 8:58 here on the bench.
Well, let's talk about Texas Mattress Makers right now. My peeps over there, your peeps, everybody, we love Yuval. We love what they do over there. It's unbelievable how good they are at Texas Mattress Makers. There's no better bed, first of all, okay? When you get custom fitted for the bed, you'll only get the right bed. You'll get Yuval's guarantee, the best price for the best quality. Go to Texas Mattress Makers and let the experts fit you for the right bed for you and your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, your kids. You know, sleeping on the right bed, it's so important for your kids. I mean, you think, well, whatever, they don't need a good mat. They don't need a good mat. Yes, they do. They need a good mattress just as much as everybody. You want your kids to succeed. You don't want them to have back problems. You want the right bed for everybody that they're so comfortable, all of these things. And Yuval, it's just spectacular. You think Tillman would buy all his beds for his new hotels from Yuval unless he got the best deal? But Tillman loves the best quality at the best price. That's what you get. This is silly. He's the manufacturer. Why would you go to one of these big firms that you're going to pay about double? Why would you do that? Go to 4619 Navigation, the corner of Lockwood, or 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. He's got the new location now. So all of you people that in Katy that just I can't get in. Well, you can now. So stop whining because you've got a place in Katy now too. 4619 Navigation, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. It's Texas Mattress Makers. Why pay more? Why not get the best at the best price? TexasMattressMakers.com.
Preach on, brother.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.